You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Good evening, everybody. This is Philco's old stager at the microphone now. We've gathered again in our studio in New York at the request of your local Philco dealer, ready to record another program of music for you. This is a part of your dealer's service to you. He doesn't feel that his job is done when he sells you a Philco set. He wants to make that set continuously enjoyable to you. And so here we are, and Billy Arts and his Philco Orchestra start us off with Hittin' the Bottle.
daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, well, welcome to another edition of Radiola Online here off the grid, or we're on the grid, but we're off the rails. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm your engineer for this evening, and we began with a rather unusual item. It was a part of a radio transcription done by Billy Arts and his orchestra for the Philco Company in 1930, Hitting the Bottle. And you heard the old stager announcing it, and I'm not sure who he is, but those who are versed in early radio will have some knowledge of the old stager and his actual identity, lurking under a cloak of anonymity, I guess. But, you know, I never do that. That just wouldn't be feasible. And Howard Lannan's Ben Franklin Dance Orchestra, I played this somewhat recently, but that's a nice copy, and I had to use it. Melancholy Lou, 1925. And our theme, Wake Up Chillin'. Well, you know the rest. Yes, and it's edging into fall. Not quite fall yet, but we're looking at it. But we're not going to go without a fight. We're still enjoying this beautiful weather here in wherever we are. Upstate New York, I'll have to say that. But continuing on Radiola, we have the Bostonians on Vocalion. It's an Ernie Golden group. Billy Jones on the vocal, and why not start with a little frivolity? I'm just wild about animal crackers. Aren't you?
Animal crackers, I can't live without animal crackers. Animal crackers, bears and tigers haunt me all day. And whenever I am at a swell cafe, say all I order is animal crackers. Animal crackers, fire crackers won't do. Goodness gracious, I'm no chump, I just bit off a camel's hump. Animal crackers, I love you.
Here's horses, quack, 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 and lions, meow. Here's cats, oh, 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 that eat all the rats, and here's cows, that give us butter too, and here's lamb, caw, 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 that's good bit carrots in a stew, and elephants, ox, and tigers, they taste like apple pie to me. Oh, gee, hyenas may give me the laugh, and you may think I'm going daft, but animal crackers, I love you.
Knocking at my door. I've been waiting. waiting for so long. I'll just die if I'm wrong. Who's that knocking at my door? I know it can't be the mailman, the coalman, the iceman, even here today. Can't be the grocer, the butcher, the baker, they don't knock that way. If my feet is there outside, my arms, my heart are open wide. Who's that knocking at my door?
There's a band you don't hear every day. You probably haven't heard it even within the past month. Johnny Ringer and his Rosemont Ballroom Orchestra. And that's an actual working band from what I have been able to ascertain through the dance band discography. Arthur Fields on a vocal with Who's That Knocking at My Door, 1927. And that's a really good version of that and very hot. That's on an Electrobeam, Janet, by the way. Very nice to have that. It's a little crunchy, but there it is. How can you go wrong with it? Before that, Harry Radiman's Red Hotters, Wouldn't You, 1926. On OK, beginning with the Bostonians on Vocalion, Ernie Golden, Billy Jones on the vocal. I'm Just Wild About Animal Crackers, also from 1926. This is Radiola, and yes... We're keeping them coming. What can we do? This is radio. This is what radio will be like when radio is gone. So that doesn't sound too bad. Yes, and I'm Andy Senior, and I'm just trying to envision that day, and perhaps I will finally get my helicopter that they promised me in 1975. We're going to continue with Nick Lucas on Brunswick, 1926. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. And that's sounds like Hannibal Lecter's dinner, but it's not. It's a good record, though.
In the movie plays of nowadays, a romance always must begin in two. Tales in magazines have all their scenes of love laid in a garden near the moon. But I don't miss that kind of bliss. What I want is this: a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. A cozy corner, a table for two. A chance to whisper, cuddle and coo, with lots of hugging and kissing in you. I don't need music, lobster or wine, as long as your eyes look into mine. The things I long for are simple. and kissing in view. I don't need music, hear that music play. As long as your eyes look into mine, the things I long for are simple and few. A cup of coffee, a sandwich and
about your smile, free and easy style. You're a loving child, got a feeling for you. Ooh, ooh. Like a turned up nose, like a these and those. From your head to toes, got a feeling for you. Did you ever see somebody who could love somebody much as I love you? You're the kind of sweet somebody who could love somebody. Could you love me too? Oh my, you're the one I crave. I could be your slave. Honey, let me rave. Got a feeling for you.
Ted Wallace and his campus boys, which is ostensibly a group not unlike the California Ramblers, because Ted Wallace was actually Wallace Kirkaby. So you had that. So and you had Smith Ballou leading that campus chorus there on Campus Capers in 1929. Before that, the High Hatters, Frank Luther, very nice hot dance there. Got a Feeling for You. Also from 29, yeah. Beginning with Nick Lucas, A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You, 1926. So what are you going to have for dessert? I don't know. This is Radiola, and we do not have dessert anymore. We are very, very circumspect in that regard. And I'm Andy Senior, and I want to tell you, Radiola Blog is where you'll find this and every Radiola playlist. So by all means, look for it on Radiola Blog. You'll find it there. Radiola has, just type Radiola into Google. So what can you do? And if you want to listen to this show on a Live 365 stream, it's very easy. It's radiola365.com. Couldn't be any more simple than that. Even though they've made the site more complicated, getting there is a lot easier. We're going to continue. Here's Bessie Smith with Clarence Williams on the piano in 1923. And they always put blues on the end of these titles, even though it wasn't really a blues. But the word blues it sold some, there's some records there. It was such a thing. You could put blues on anything and it would sell. But that's what they were thinking here. Baby, won't you please come home? Blues.
I could only I know a guy named Izzy, and he's always busy making love to women every night. One of them is Sarah, and what a holy terror, she wouldn't give him up without a fight. When she saw him flirting with a girl who lives next door, she got so excited that she started in to roar. Who's Izzy? Is he yours or is he mine? I'm getting dizzy watching Izzy all the time. He said that he'd be true to me. I should have got a guarantee. Who's Izzy? Is he yours or is he mine? If you get him, then you'll give me the If I get him, then I'll give you the He who laughs the best. You laugh half, I'll laugh the rest. You may laugh up your sleeve, but I'll laugh up my best. Who's Izzy, yours or is he mine? I'm getting dizzy watching Izzy all the time. He likes lemon with his tea, but the lemon must be me. Who's Izzy, yours or is he mine? He went around with Jenny, she was one of many. He had lots of girlies on the side. Becky, Rose, and Essie, Sadie, Belle, and Tessie, and each one thought she'd be his blushing bride. Every time they saw him, they would form a great big ring. They'd look at each other, and they'd all begin to sing. Who's Izzy, yours or is he mine? I'm getting dizzy watching Izzy all the time. I know he kissed you yesterday, 'cause I smell garlic right away. Who's Izzy, yours or is he mine? Who's Izzy, yours or is he mine? I'm getting dizzy watching Izzy all the time. Making love is just his line, but he's working overtime. Who's Izzy, yours or is he mine?
Thank you.
And that was under the double pseudonym of Buddy Golden and his Michigan Wolverines, and Marvin Young on the vocal. Actually, Arthur Ross is the credited name, and even that was a pseudonym because probably somebody else was directing it, probably Ben Sullivan or Sam Lannon or one of those guys. But it's a nice, hot dance record. And, of course, Marvin Young is Irving Kaufman. The unusual thing about this record is that he's actually credited as Irving Kaufman on the other side, even though you realize by listening to it, it was the same vocalist. But maybe he just needed to sail under an assumed name for this one. I Want to Be Bad, 1929, and I love it. That's on a follow-through, which was a musical, a special record, and also on Supertone. It was on that label as well, but the same label number, 1011P, which would have been personal. So let's keep it personal. Before that, Billy Jones, 1924. Whose Izzy is he? Ah, yes, on a bell, 1924. Not a bad sound there. And a very funny little something. Beginning with Bessie Smith, Baby Won't You Please Come Home and Give Me Some Money, 1923. Clarence Williams playing it behind her. And this is Radiola, and I don't ask for money. I'm just here doing this. And, you know, we're doing this show as this could go on for the next 50 years. Unless there's somebody who's willing to, you know, prevent that. But easily, I've got enough music here to just keep it coming. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm taking my vitamins and my minerals, so I can ensure that that happens. We're going to continue an OK from 1923, Broken Hearted Melody, not written by Willie Eckstein, and the composer I did not make a mental note of, but he's very famous. And if you want to look it up, you'll find it.
Thank you.
Manhattan Dance Makers, Look Up and Smile. Well, you have to. Yes, indeed. That's the only thing I can say. Look up and smile, but watch where you're going, because you might fall into an open manhole, and then you wouldn't be smiling. 1927, very nice copy of that on Velvet Tone. Before that, Harry Radiman's Jazz Orchestra, ILO, spelled I-L-O, A Voice from Mummy Land. 1921, very nice from Harry Radiman. Kind of like that. Beginning with Willie Eckstein, Broken Hearted Melody from 1923. And this is Radiola, and my heart is not broken, and I'm Andy Sr. I'm doing very well. It's a happy show. A lot of good stuff. And before I play the next selection or even get into mentioning it, I want to bring your attention to the fact that the Smugtown Stompers will be playing at the fair on Saturday, September 4th, and that's at the WCNY stage, which is near the Progress, whatever the Progress Building, whatever that is. I know I don't go to the fair, but they're right near there, and you'll find it. Not Century of Progress, that was Chicago, but they're going to be there on Saturday around 3 o'clock. So get there early, you know, eat some bad food, go and enjoy yourself. You'll have a great time. The Stompers are wonderful. I played them last week, but I thought I would mention them once more. And they're great. And they've got the oldest or the longest standing member of that group, I should say, is Bud Taylor, who has provided many of these recordings. So that's a good thing. You gotta go hear him. And it's a great band based in Rochester. So go hear the Smugtown Stompers at the State Fair or anywhere else they're playing, because you can find their website, and it's linked on the previous playlist. We're going to continue now with a couple of requests. I'm going to play this for Jim, who wanted to hear an original version of this song, and it's a very tough song to find, but it was on a CD a few years ago. But it's a good CD. It's a good thing. It was a little overdone for me as far as the processing, but I've done a few things, and it's good now. It was good before, but now it's, you know, the way I like it. Rhoda Bernard in 1916, and the song is Cohen Owes Me $97.
Old man rose and fell lay sick in bed. Soon the doctor came around and said, there's no use crying, the man is dying. He can't live very long. Send my son here to my side. They heard the old man say, I've got something to tell him before I pass away. Soon his son was sitting by his bed. What's the matter, Papa dear, he said. The old man said, my son, before my days are done, I want you to know. Cohen owes me $97, and it's up to you to see that Cohen pays. I sold a lot of goods to Rosenstein and Son, and an I.O. for 90 days. Levi brothers don't get any credit. Why they owe me for 100 yards of lace. Now if you promise me, my son, you'll collect from everyone, I can die with a smile upon my face. Now he just simply couldn't die somehow. He is healthy and he's very wealthy since he got out of bed. Such a change you never saw. He's got such rosy cheeks. Why, he peeked up in jukebox. feet, but you take the beaks and the feet. Everyone who knew that he was sick, they couldn't make out how he got felt so quick. They asked him to explain, oh, he pulled through, and Rosenthal said, oh, and owed me $97, and my son then owes and made poor Cohen pay. A bill was owed to me by Rosenstein and Son, and they settled on that very day. Now what could my son do with all that money? If I should leave it all and say goodbye, it's all right to test our pay, but when people start to pay, that's no time for a business.